All right, guys, good Sunday evening to you. This is executive consultant Brooke Sedford calling to you from Pearland, Texas, which is just south of Houston, if you aren't familiar. And I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving week with your family. I know that it can get kind of tricky during the holidays to figure out how you keep your ambit business going and juggle family and juggle people saying they don't have time or money or things like that. But the good news is that tonight you have tuned into the right call, because we have a couple that's going to come on and talk to us just about that, how to keep your business going during the holidays. And I have my pen and paper ready, and I hope you guys do too. Now, this couple, obviously, you already know them. You love them. They're the best of the best when it comes to speakers and trainers and anything ambit. They are a part of the Five Star Club. That's actually where my husband and I met them for the very first time, is actually in Hawaii. They are top 50 income earners, and they are part of the Millionaire Club, which means that Ambit Energy has deposited way more than $1 million into their bank account. So just let that sink in for a minute. But Richard and Mary Amueto, National Consultants, are you on the call?
Yeah, he's on the call.
Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope you had a great week with friends and family.
Yeah, Richard was talking to someone at church today, and I didn't even realize, but we actually have celebrated Thanksgiving three times. We had turkey three times. And all the fixings, we started in Japan. We did an early Thanksgiving with my family in Houston. Then we did Thanksgiving here with our local family in Dallas. And I think I'm turkeyed out for a little while.
And I am fat. Fatter. Fatter.
I think everybody on the call is a little bit fatter. It's Thanksgiving. It's normal. It's acceptable. But we are going to get back to getting healthy again. We let ourselves slide a little bit. You know, it's funny. I woke up from an afternoon nap, and yes, I did indulge in a nap this afternoon, but I woke up and Richard was watching Rocky 2. Rocky 1. They all mesh together. So it's the scene, as you guys have seen it, if you guys have not seen it, some of you guys are millennials, you're like, what's Rocky? You need to watch it. Classic movie, some cheesy scenes. Cheesy acting in some parts, but really, really great storyline. But it's about a boxer, and he's fighting Apollo Creed, and it does not look like he is going to win. I mean, it is like round 10, round 11, round 12. He's pummeled. His eyes are like swollen and looks like they're practically shut. He's in really bad shape, and it's the very last few seconds of the last round. This is back when boxing was 15 rounds of just pure torture. I mean, it just did not, it was really hard for me to watch. I don't watch that stuff. But it literally was the last bit that they were counting down for the knockout for Apollo Creed to say whether or not he was going to win or not. And it literally was the last 2 seconds that he got up. And that's kind of where we are right now in the year. It's the home stretch of the year. And I think some people on the call have already decided that the year is over. And you've already killed a 12th of your year by deciding, okay, it's the holiday season. I'm just going to coast on to the end of the year. And it is not time to coast. Now is the time to rev up and get ready for 2019. But 2019 is going to start how you end 2018. So Richard and I, every year, we do a vision trip for our marriage, and we go away and we work on our marriage, we work on our family, we work on our business. And so we spend about, you know, 4 or 5 days doing that. And one of the goals we talk about is, what do we want to produce at the beginning or in 2019? And then one of the things we ask ourselves is, what do we need to complete in 2018 so that 2019 will be set up for that. So a lot of you guys have just decided that 2018 is over for the most part, and you haven't decided how your 19 is going to go so that you can dictate how 2018 is going to end. So if you don't end strong and you don't and you coast into the end of the year, it's going to take you some time to rev up for 2019.
And I guess I should have, I didn't know where Mary was going with that story. What she actually talked about was Rocky II. That was a spoiler alert, so it's a 40-year-old movie, and hope we didn't ruin anything for anybody there.
40-year-old movie.
I actually saw that movie when I was 8 in the movie theater. But, you know, Mary's right. You know, how you finish off 2018 is going to determine how your 2019 starts off. And, you know, so there's so many things that you can be doing during the holidays. We're going to talk a little about some of that. One thing I will tell you, those of you that are, maybe this is your first year in Ambit, could be your first day for all I know, but those of you that have been in the business, maybe, you know, I'm sorry, 1 or 2 or 3 or more years, you'll start to notice that year after year, you have more people that are sticking with you on your team. You know, we've been now working the business now for a little over 12 years, and we've been very fortunate that year after year, there's always what I'll call more lifers, the ones that have chosen to stick around and that this is where they know they're going to carve out their future. This is what's going to get them out of debt. It's what's going to get them out of maybe a part-time job or a full-time job or bring a spouse home. They know that this is a solution to something that they're dealing with in their life. And so it's important for you guys to recognize, okay, who is with me? Who is in my inner circle? Who is right on the cusp of that inner circle? And make sure you bring them in close and spend some time with them during this season, because you will have more time than normal. There'll be less Ambit activities going on in general. There'll still be weekly meetings. I don't know of any, you know, people might be doing some small or local jumpstart trainings and stuff like that. But the big events are over and people are gearing towards, you know, preparing for 2019. So you want to make sure that you bring those people in close and find out, you know, what are their goals for 2019? What do you guys need to plan as a team? Now, maybe your team might be in one zip code. It might be in multiple states. However it is. So use virtual reality if you got to, or, you know, whatever technology you want to use to connect with those people. But the ones that are local, get together, whether you meet for lunch, you meet in the evening, whatever you got to do, and create 2019 and talk about what's going to be happening. And what you're going to find out is that as you stick around, you're going to find out that that group gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's where you know that you have the stickiness and the Velcro on your team to make each year stronger. You know, Ambit is not a linear business at all. It's very, very much non-linear. But you will start to kind of track percentages of what's happening with your team year after year, and the percentage of people that are sticking with you, the ones that are, you know, committed to getting promoted or whatever it is they're looking to do with Ambit. And you're going to build upon that success year after year. Just as your residual grows year after year, you know, when you start off January 1, you already, you know, no matter where you're in the business, you've probably got a residual check of some sort. That's kind of your baseline, whether you view it as small or you view it as big, that's up to you. But just know that year after year, you can grow that residual by a certain percentage year upon year upon year. And that's what we've watched ourselves being able to do in the business, what we've tried to, you know, inform and teach our leaders on how to look at that so that they can see a path of progress. I think sometimes we diminish our efforts because we're comparing ourselves to others, and yet you just got to look at the race that you're running, and then from there, figure out what you've got to do to adjust it. If you want to go a little faster, go faster. You want to go a lot faster, go a lot faster. You're going to determine the price that you want to pay for a certain amount of time to get to that point. And as long as you've got your team, more importantly, you've got your family on board, meaning that they're supportive. They may not all be doing the business. They may not be out there gathering customers or building a team with you, but they're supportive. They understand that you've got a goal, you've got a commitment, and this is what you're doing to bring, you know, whether it be time freedom for the family, you know, create experiences and memories that, you know, obviously most experiences and memories, you know, require a little bit of money or resources to be able to make those things happen. You know, whether it's a big lifetime trip or whatever that might be, but make sure that they're bought in and plugged in on what the goals and commitments are for 2019 so everyone can be on board with that. But to say a little bit more about your team and your leaders is it's so important that you get to know them and that they get to know you. It's so many times I've seen where there is a lot of activity going on, but yet there's no connection really with the upline. And I think that's a recipe for disaster. There is, you know, just too much room in there for someone to not think that they've got real support in the upline. So I always tell people, listen, be the upline for your downline that you've always wanted. So find a way that you can connect with them and see how you can help them achieve their dreams and their goals in this company and how that's going to work out in 2019, and let them know that they've got someone that they can use as a resource. You can't do it for them. You can't make them successful, but you can certainly help them along the way, keep them away from some of the, you know, some of the danger spots that happen. And we all know, if you've been around for a little while, that there's different times of the years that bring up different challenges for whatever the reason. Could be a heat wave, could be, you know, super cold, it could be something going on in the energy markets, whatever that is. But there's always something, there's always challenges that we've got to deal with. So we're going to run into, you know, we're going to run into great times, we're going to hit some slower times, we're going to hit some, you know, uncertain times. But that's business. I mean, I've owned and operated multiple companies, and that's always been the case. There's never a gravy train where you can just sit back, take your hands off the wheel, put it on cruise control, and there it is. There's always something to address with the business. So get present, get clear, make sure that they understand that there's real leadership in the upline, and that they know that you have a sincere interest in them becoming successful.
You know, Richard talks about the waves in the business, and, you know, the holiday season is also a wave. And typically there is a little bit of a slowdown because of the holidays, which is really great, because they're all of us, we push off some things that we don't get to, because even though it's important, because of the busyness that life has. I know, you know, is it Stephen Covey when he talks about the four quadrants? Urgent and important, not urgent and important, important and not urgent, and not urgent and not important. Well, it's inside of the important but not urgent is what I'm talking about. There are things that are important to do, but because it's not urgent, a lot of times we push it off to the wayside and we don't do it. Planning is one of those. That's one thing that Richard's always getting on to me about, planning. I don't like to plan, although that seems really weird since I am a former engineer. But planning is important, and now is a great time for you to plan out 2019 and plan your work and work your plan. Now is a great time for you to connect with your team. Now is a great time to reconnect with people and revisit your written list. You are going to naturally see people over the holidays that you don't normally see, because you're getting together with family, or you're going to holiday parties, and you're seeing friends or friends of friends that you don't normally hang out with. So it's a great time to talk about your business, but not talk about your business, okay? You do not want to be the guy that people are avoiding at the holiday party because he's always trying to pitch you on Ambit Energy. You don't want to be that guy. But you want to be sincere and excited about your business. So when you go to a party and you're meeting new people, a natural thing to talk about is, what do you do for a living? You know, do you have kids? What hobbies do you have? So it's a natural thing to talk about, what do you do for a living? So you can tell them, you know what, I work in marketing, but I'm really super excited about my part-time energy business. And if they ask you about it, say, you know what, you know, I'm always looking for great people. Now it's probably not a great time, but maybe we can connect over coffee. And you're going to have to get a sense of how much you can say at the party or at the holiday gathering or at the family function to be appropriate for the setting. And so you always want to be excited about it, but you do want to be real straightforward about it. You don't want to hem and haw, and you don't want to be berating them. You should take a look. You know, it's real. You got to be excited about your business. You got to be passionate about it, but you can't be weird about it. That's the main thing. And I think there's a real fine line between being passionate and being overzealous about something. And so I think for a lot of you guys, you got to practice. Are people intrigued and asking questions about your business, or are they trying to change the subject on you? So you've got to be aware and be listening. We're always telling our kids this Bible verse, be quick, slow to speak and quick to listen. So in those settings, you want to be slow to speak and quick to listen, and just listen for what people are saying. You know, hey, how did 2018 turn for you? You know what? It ended great, but not as great as I like. You know what? Are you ever looking for new ways of making income? I'd love to talk to you. Set an appointment. You know, that time might be a great time to set an appointment. There might be some people that you haven't seen in a long time, or you've been wanting to talk to about the business but haven't really made the time to connect with them. Reach out to them and say, hey, it's the holidays. I don't know if it's a slow time for you. It's a slower time for me. I'd love to reconnect with you. I started a part-time business, and it made me think of you. I know we haven't talked in a long time. I catch up, find out what you're up to, and then see if you're open to looking at new ways of making money. And so it's a real straightforward. When I call someone I hadn't talked to in a long time, I'm very direct with them. I let them know I started a part-time business and it made me think of you, and I want to catch up with you. So it's real straightforward. It's honest. It's natural. It's not weird. You know, the last thing you want to do is reach out to someone you hadn't talked to in a long time and pretend like you're interested in catching up, and then you slide in, you know, a business opportunity. No, that never feels good. But if you're straightforward with them about, I started a business that made me think of you, people always like to be thought of, and I want to catch up. I hadn't talked to you in 5 years, and I want to hear how things are going, how the kids are doing, and what you guys are up to. Can we catch up over coffee sometime? You know, it's a straightforward way to get what you're looking for and to really let them know that you're interested in them. They're not just some number. You're not just trying to get another person in the business. So now is a really great time to make those connects, because people are slowing down. People are wrapping up their businesses. People are planning for 2019. So it's a natural occurrence for people to start looking at, how am I going to increase my income next year over what I did this year? So I can't work any more next year than I already worked this year. So it's already a natural conversation, and this is a great time to sow seeds and just sow seeds, sow seeds, sow seeds. You probably will sponsor some people in December, because people are still looking. And there may be some people that you're just sowing seeds, and it come 2019, January, you're putting them in your business, and you've got a lot of activity right off the bat because you did the work at the end of 2018 to sow those seeds so that they can be harvested come 2019.
You know, I think something else to really consider, which is kind of like maybe a litmus test, is always ask yourself, how would you like to be approached? How would you like to be spoken to? I always think authenticity is the best approach. I've heard of people who have said, fake it till you make it. I don't subscribe to that. I don't think that if you're, you know, excited and confident about a new venture that you're working on, that you're faking it. I think you're just being, I guess, enthused about what you're up to. And regardless of whether you've had little success or no success or a lot of success, it has nothing to do with level of excitement or passion that you might have for something, or the outlook that you might have on something. But just always look to see, when you're speaking with somebody or you're about to call someone, just think of how you'd like to be approached, how you would like to be spoken to. You probably, like us, have had plenty of experiences where you felt like you've been slimed on, you felt like you've been blindsided, you felt like you've been bamboozled, or whatever you want to call it, and it never feels good. It's going to feel the same way to them, too, if you're using what I would say either the same tactics or same approach. So keep it authentic. And make sure that you are genuinely interested in what they're up to. I think one of the greatest things I ever heard from a speaker, which was outside of Ambit, it was a business conference that I was at, and he had said, you know, when I'm speaking with somebody, I always like to find out what they're up to, you know, as far as in business, because it was a business conference. Whether you're talking to someone in the same industry, completely different industry, whatever, it didn't matter. I always ask them, what are you working on and what do you need next? And sometimes even when I use that today, it catches people a little bit off guard because it's not something that they're accustomed to being asked. And sometimes if I see a strange look on their face, I'll say, listen, I network with a lot of people. And believe it or not, there's all sorts of there's a huge demographic of diversity that I interact with. And, you know, I might know somebody that could make a difference for what you're working on, whether it's a customer, whether it's a, you know, a vendor that you're looking for or whatever. And what I try to do is I try to be a resource to people, especially when I'm meeting them newly. It doesn't mean that I won't ever approach them directly about the business or in a short period of time. At least in that initial conversation, I am trying to be a resource. I'm genuinely interested about what they're up to. And I want to see if there's something I can do that would make a difference and create some value to that relationship. Because, listen, we meet people all the time. And 9 times out of 10, if not more, you forget who that person was or they forget who you were because there was really nothing of value exchanged in that. You were pretty much just both sucking oxygen, passing the time. And I'm not really interested in that. That doesn't really work for me. So I like to find out what I can actually provide and create some value, create a reason why they need to remember me. And because even if they're not right for my business, they might be willing to refer me to someone because of how I treated them. I treated them professionally. I treated them with respect. I treated them with courtesy, you know, professional, all that stuff. And they're comfortable with referring, right? And that's why I focus on that intently when I'm meeting people in public. It was probably one of the most frustrating things for me when I was in Japan because I really couldn't do that because I couldn't speak the language. So it made it a little bit difficult. But here in America, I can definitely do that a whole lot easier. So think about ways that you can be a resource to people and build that rapport, build that trust, and see what you can build upon from that. You know, I think probably if Mary and I had maybe one advantage, maybe two advantages coming into Ambit Energy, since we had not built a network marketing team before, or never tried to go and build something. We've had products and, you know, become the discount wholesale member, whatever. But as far as building a team, that was not something that we were trying to do. We always had the ability to call on people that we've been a resource for. And then plus we had the work ethic of being business owners, so we knew, you know, having thick skin was important. We also knew that there was, you know, time. You know, time was a factor. There was always a decision-making process, which meant you had to be willing to ride out, you know, people's objections or concerns or circumstances that are going on in their life that you couldn't expect, you know, a one-punch knockout every time. You were always looking to see how you could continue to grow and develop that relationship. And sometimes that turned out to be no, and they became a customer, and sometimes it turned out to be no, and they were nothing, you know. But nonetheless, throughout the entire process, they did not ever have an experience of being pressured, misled, or feeling like they, you know, like they had to feel weird about the whole interaction. I can't think of anyone that I've personally approached about the business that said no, that would be weird about talking to me again in the future about anything else. So I think it's just very, very important that we continue to maintain that level of respect and integrity and courtesy and all the above. So you do always have somebody that is, has that, if they were going to write a Google review about you, that review would be positive. So the other thing also is over the next several weeks, because you will probably have a little bit more time to do this, and if you don't have more time, you need to carve out time to do it, and that is you need to be contacting your team members who have not registered for simulcast. That needs to be treated as equally important as making personal invitations to look at the business. So you think about this, your 2018, you know, the amount of people you have registered by the end of the year is going to set you up for 2019, because you know the more people from your team that are going to simulcast is going to set your 2019 up to start in the right way, and also it's good for them as well. Those that are not registered for simulcast right now, you are leaving money on the table because you can't access the promotional bonuses that are on the table that corporate's given us. So you definitely want to take care of that. There is a tremendous amount of buzz in the air, rumors flying around, this, that, and the other. Mary and I have zero information on exactly what the promo or what the new announcement or any of that stuff's going to be, but I can tell you that each and every year that there's been an inkling of something amazing to transpire at that event, it's always come true. So I would take it to heart and just realize that anyone that's not at Simulcast, the moment they make that announcement, there is going to be a tremendous amount of regret for the people who weren't there. There's going to be a tremendous amount of regret for the team leaders that don't have enough people at Simulcast, because it's going to impact everyone's check. So I would definitely, definitely carve out time and make sure you're helping people get registered for Simulcast, have them plant their flag in the future, so everyone has something to run to. Because right now, if someone's not registered for Simulcast and they ask for a three-way phone call, the first thing I'm going to ask them is, when are you registering for Simulcast? Let's do that right now. So it is not an option to not. It's the easiest event that in the entire Ambit land to attend, because you can watch it online and still be counted as an attendee, because those promotional bonuses and anything else that they announce that's associated with attendees is only available for people that either sign in online or show up at Hartford or the Woodlands. That's it. Everyone else doesn't. I've heard time and time again from so many people of all the reasons why they couldn't. And legitimately, I think there's only been one, and maybe she was going into labor, of why she didn't sign in. So I don't know, and that was given a special exception. But bottom line is, there's no good reason why anyone shouldn't be registered for that event, because you're leaving a lot of money on the table right now. You're leaving a whole lot more money on the table when it comes January simulcast, when it's all said and done.
You know, it's a very inexpensive investment in your business. And one of the things I tell people is, when you go into business, and especially when there's a business system, so let's say you have $1 million to buy a McDonald's franchise. When you buy into a franchise like that, you do exactly what they tell you to do. It's not a recommendation. This is how we do things. This is how we do a Big Mac. This is how we set up your store. This is the real estate locations. This is how the drive-through works. This is how the ordering process is. This is your point of POS system. This is how we do things. So in Ambit, you joined Ambit Energy, and you've got an Ambit Energy business, and this is how we do things. You go to Simulcast. You go to Ambition. You go to Power Trip. You go to the events and the things that are going to support your business. And when corporate puts on an event, you go. That's just part of it. And then I would recommend, when you're calling your team to get them registered for Simulcast, what you want to do that's really, really effective is you want to let them know, hey, listen, I know you're busy. Why don't you let me go ahead and register you myself? You know, I'll take your credit card information, and I'll register you, and I'll shred that information. Get their credit card information from there, their billing address, and then you go into your power zone. You look up their C number through the tool for registering a downline consultant. Their name pops up, and you register them using their credit card. Very, very simple. You can get a lot more people registered if you do it for them. It's just like when we sign up customers and we help them with that sign-up process, you do it for them. You get them registered with their credit card, because it's more important for you to get them registered than it is for them right now. But as soon as they're registered, that registration, that event starts the moment they get registered. So you might be calling them. They might be in the middle of 5 million things, and they have an intention of registering. They tell you they're going to register. They have an intention of registering, but it is not always on the foreground for them, and they forget. And then you got to call them again, and you got to remind them again, and same thing happens. So it's best for you to get their information and register them for them. So you can do that in your event center. If you've never done that before, it's a very, very simple process, and it will make life so much easier for you, for sure.
So next thing, some of you have registered, you took advantage of the early bird VIP tickets for Power Trip, which is happening in Dallas, April 4, 5, and 6. The 4th is a Thursday. It's a kind of a special business presentation that we do with leaders that are normally not in the area. And then there's the Friday morning leadership breakfast, and then there's tours during the afternoon for corporate, and then there's the Friday evening with Chris and doing Q&A, open Q&A with the consultants that can walk up there and ask them any question that has nothing to do with customer service, any question that they feel like it, and they'll answer those questions for hours just right there, straightforward, and, you know, not being scripted or not being filtered through attorneys or anything like that. You get to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, which is always, always what makes Power Trip so, so special. And that, you know, for the past 10 plus years, maybe 11 years, they have, you know, diligently, religiously supported that event twice a year. So we highly encourage you that you're in the Texas area. Definitely, you've got to be at that event. We have people at least anywhere between 40 and 50% of the attendees always come in from non-Texas markets because it is such a big event. It's a special event. So you want to take full advantage of the VIP tickets that are available right now. They're not the early bird tickets, but they are VIP. They still get you all the special perks that go along with VIP, and then take advantage of some of the, especially the leadership breakfast if you're going to be there on Friday morning, because you get to hear from original investor, executive consultant Joey Carter. You'll get to hear from national consultant Brian McClure, national consultant Ray Mani, and it's just, you know, a very, very powerful morning.
You know, Power Trip is by far my favorite field event ever. I think the only Power Trip we've missed in the 12 years we've been in Ambit was the one that we missed because we were living in Japan. And I remember in 2008, when I was pregnant with our son Zachary, I was on bed rest. I spent 2 months in the hospital on bed rest and 2 months at home on bed rest. So it was a long, long bed rest. And I remember talking to my doctor about Power Trip. I literally wore him out for 2 months until he gave me permission to go to Power Trip on certain conditions. Condition one is that I would not be up walking. I would use a wheelchair. And condition two, I would lay down during the event on a cot. And so that's what I did. So we brought a cot, and I laid down on the front row on the floor in a cot to make sure I was still horizontal on bed rest. And I remember Steve Thompson, he was training, and he was talking, and I caught his eye a couple of times, and he had to stop, like, "What, Mary, is that you? What are you doing?" And then we had this whole conversation about me being on bed rest. And the reason why I tell you that is that it is that important. It is that important that I did wear my obstetrician out until he gave me permission to lay on a cot, be in a wheelchair, to go to Power Trip, even though I was on bed rest. So there's some of you guys that are within driving distance to Dallas, and you've made up all these excuses of why you can't go, and this, this, and that. Listen, have that be part of your 2019. Have 2019 be the year that your business and your finances and your future and your family completely turns around, because you've done something different with your business. You've operated differently. You've had a change in mentality. You've shifted your thinking. You've shifted the way you relate to yourself and your business. Something has to shift in order for your life to be shifted. I mean, there's always an internal shift. And so it's a really exciting time. Richard and I are super excited to take over the hosting of Power Trip. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to have some of the a lot of the same things, but we are going to mix things up a bit. But I promise you that if you, in 2019, press in and make sure you attend everything there is to attend and get the most out of it and squeeze the juice and focus on you getting better and really honing your skill and your what you can do and how you speak and your effectiveness, 2019 will have your life be unrecognizable.
You know, depending on what your goals are in Ambit, you know, all you have to do is look around. You know, maybe you don't have a yellow jacket or a purple jacket or higher in your current market, but you can always open up the Success from Home magazine and read those testimonials. And the thing that I've always enjoyed watching over the years is hearing those success stories, those real life testimonies where people really that, I mean, could have easily been written off. Matter of fact, I'd say maybe even society almost kind of writ them off, where it's just, you're going to stay in the machine and you're going to do what we tell you to do, and that's all there is for you. But yet they saw something different for themselves. They wanted more, and they chose Ambit as a vehicle to make that happen. We have been around long enough that we can start to kind of see, you know, when someone starts to shift, when they've been in the business a little while, and then they start to hit their stride, and something shifts in their leadership ability, something shifts in the growth of their business, and you see them taking on a new level of inspiredness and leadership. And it's just, that is probably one of the biggest blessings that we get to witness in Ambit, is up-and-coming leaders. And so, I mean, I think this year also at PowerTrip, yes, we'll have, you know, some of the top 10 income earners, we'll have top 50 income earners there, yellow jackets, purple jackets, and higher. But we're also going to have up-and-coming people, the ones that have, you know, they've made five-star trips, or their EC code is really, really taking off. And you're, because sometimes I think, because Ambit is, you know, 12 years old, and you've got these success stories that have, you know, gone on for a long time, it's sometimes easy to kind of get lost in thinking, start comparing yourself that, you know, gosh, it seems like that mountain's too big. Well, what you got to start looking at is, okay, what are the hills I can conquer? And then you start looking at what are the bigger hills I can conquer? And, what's the next mountain I can conquer? So you keep on, expanding and stretching yourself on what you believe is possible. The one thing you're going to do over and over and over again in Ambit Energy is continue to dismantle your limiting beliefs. Your limiting beliefs are what they are right now, and when you see what one is, you have a choice. You either get to keep it, or you get to shoot it in the head and just leave it by the wayside. It's your choice. So your limiting beliefs, you can argue for them, you can hang on to them, but if you do, they're with you until you decide to set them by the wayside. So just know that when you hear someone having success in Ambit, or who has had success in Ambit, or they fast-tracked here, or they made a trip here, all that's great. All you have to recognize is that they breathe oxygen, their blood is red, they've got the same comp plan as you, they got the same websites, they got the same territories, they got the same rates and plans, they got the same everything. All they've done is they've gone out there and they've taken massive action to go accomplish their goals and dreams. And all of that is available to everyone on this call, everyone who's going to be listening to the recording, and everyone who never hears this call, that your job is to make sure that they understand they've got the same chance as anyone else, as long as they don't quit, they stay consistent, and they keep fighting the good fight. Because we all have to fight for something. Nothing's going to come knocking on the door and say, here, here's success, I'm here to drop in your lap, and it's now you're on easy street. We're all going to work hard, roll up our sleeves, make some things happen, have disappointments, have great victories, and from there, we continue to grow. We duplicate other leaders because we're transferring enthusiasm and information, and they're starting to have their own success. That's the wheel. There's no getting around it. So you want to plug in everything that's going on in Ambit that you possibly can, and it's your choice of how quick you want it to happen. You know, you can pull the Band-Aid off slowly, which is a lot more painful as far as I'm concerned, or you can rip the Band-Aid off. It's your choice. But it is an amazing vehicle for success. It's also an amazing community to really be a part of, and you get to spend some time with some really great, excited people. I still believe today that some of the best people on planet Earth are the ones that are inside of Ambit Energy, and it is really, you know, just an absolute blessing, and it's probably, you know, clearly one of the most thankful things besides my own family that I have, especially during this season. There's nothing more that Mary and I want than to see someone be successful and accomplish their dreams, and it can be they don't have to be something beyond, you know, special of anything else. All they have to do is, what do you want? Don't set your goals based on somebody else. Don't base your whatever you perceive lifestyle needs to be based on someone else. Determine what you want life to look like. Determine how you want your schedule to look like. You make those decisions. But before you have the freedom and flexibility to do that, you are going to pay a price like you've never paid before. And I hope you choose to pay that price, because it is completely worth it. Chris Chambliss's words ring true in my ear almost every day, that he probably almost 12 years ago. He says, this might be one of the hardest things you ever do, but it'll be worth it. And I've just never forgotten that. He said a lot of great things to me. But that is one thing that probably I think about possibly once a day, and it is extremely true. So hopefully that will ring true in your ears on a regular basis, so you don't sell yourself short, and you don't sell your family short, and you don't sell your future team short. So, guys, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We will be on this call again next Sunday. We will probably have a special guest speaker. We don't know who that is going to be yet, but we look forward to having anyone on the call, and make sure you spread the word around and get more team members on this call. And definitely the recording of this call as well as past calls will be on topambitleaders.com. It usually takes about till Tuesday to get that uploaded by the web guy, so usually sometime around Tuesday that'll be on there. And you can pass that link around. There already might be some recordings that are done by the time we hang up, and they might be popping up on Facebook. Make sure your team knows about it. So we look forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you guys on the call next week. Brooke, it's back to you.
Wonderful. Man, thank you guys so much. I'm telling you, I don't know how to go to sleep on Sunday nights because I'm all fired up, so I'm ready to get rolling. So thank y'all so much for your leadership and pouring everything into us. I don't know if you guys realize what it means to prepare the call and kind of figure out what you're going to be speaking about. And it's not easy. And Richard and Mary do this week after week after week. And, you know, obviously Brian did it for many years before. And you guys, we have to really appreciate that because this is a really, really big deal. They're pouring their lives and their experience and everything into us. So just want you guys to know how much that means to Terry and I and our team. And thank you so much for doing that. Again, you heard it. If you're not registered for Simulcast, get registered. If you're not registered for Power Trip, get registered. And I love a couple of notes that I learned. Mary, I didn't know you could register a downline consultant for Simulcast. That's amazing. That's top of my list tomorrow. Start calling our list of people who aren't registered. So that is a great tool. Make sure you take those nuggets and you use those in your business. And I don't know if you guys noticed a theme of the call, at least for me, was this is a long-term business that you're building. And so I think that's really important because a lot of people think, oh, if I don't make $1,000 my first month, this isn't working for me. This is a long-term business. So make sure that you guys really understand that. And thank you, Richard and Mary, for your leadership. I know I'm not the only one that wants to say thank you, so I'm going to unmute everyone. Tell Richard and Mary how much we love them, and y'all have a great week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for all the time.
Thank you.